DW.
What Indigenous peoples are reporting, I think, is yes, there are increased invasions. But the thing that interests me, which I think is very worrying, is the way the invasions are being done or what's being said to the Indigenous people. So, for example, one tribe called the Urue Uwawao in the Western Amazon said that the land grabbers who invaded their land a month or two ago have justified that by saying, well, we can do what we like now because Bolsonaro is in power. So that there's a kind of change in the dynamic. I think people feel emboldened, whether it's loggers or miners or farmers or settlers, they feel emboldened by the rhetoric that's coming out from Bolsonaro and his government, which is profoundly anti-Indigenous. There's a new kind of tone, there's a new I'd say racism, and people feel they have the support now of government to do illegal things like invading Indigenous territories.
What kind of impact are these attacks having on Indigenous communities? I mean, how are they reacting when they see farmers or loggers arriving on their land?
I think it's a mixture. I mean, I think on the whole, I think what's really positive and is going to be very important is the way the Indigenous movement in Brazil has really come together since Bolsonaro was elected. And they're doing a lot of high-profile campaigning, demonstrations. They're lobbying a lot of the international fora. The Guajajara tribe in the Amazon, and indeed several other tribes that we know of, have formed what they call the Guajajara Guardians. They're seeing their land invaded and plundered. Quite a number of Guajajara have been murdered, assassinated by loggers who are heavily armed. They themselves are going out patrolling the forest, taking GPS points of where the invasions are so that can be sent straight away to the authorities to come and take action, or arresting people on the ground. And this is very dangerous work. These are incredibly brave and courageous people. And what's very interesting about the Guajajara is that they're not only protecting their Amazon forest for themselves, but also for their uncontacted neighbours, which is a tribe called the Awa. They're very susceptible to disease and also to violence at the hands of these armed invaders. So we're talking about extinction. If you are a small tribe living in a remote area of the Amazon where there is no federal presence, and in fact, some of the invaders have said this, we can do what we like because the authorities aren't here, because they know the government already. Bolsonaro has taken several actions to weaken FUNAI, which is the Indigenous Affairs Department of Brazil, which was the federal organisation responsible for upholding Indigenous people's rights. One of its main tasks was to recognise, demarcate, that's map out Indigenous territories. That's now been put in under a ministry that's profoundly hostile to Indigenous peoples because it's run basically by people associated with Brazil's agribusiness who want Indigenous land. That's the Ministry of Agriculture. So there's a lot of, I think, concern and fear at the same time.
And how are authorities responding to these attacks? What can FUNAI do, for example?
Well, FUNAI, even before Bolsonaro took office, it had been pretty weakened. So it's even more weakened now because it's now under a new ministry run by an evangelical preacher called Damaris Alves. Her main interest appears to be integrating Indigenous peoples into national society, which is really a way of freeing up their land so that the state or ranches or business interests, mining interests, can grab the land. So the authorities, there's very little that they can do. I think what is important is what they call the public ministry. That's an independent ministry that's got the public prosecutors who are charged with upholding, making sure the state upholds Indigenous rights. And I think they are going to be crucial in the battle for Indigenous rights now.
Estou aqui falando dessa floresta, estou pedindo aqui ajuda ao mundo todo para.
I'd like to talk about our forest and ask for people around the world to help us protect our land. Jair Bolsonaro just talks about using our land for large-scale mining. This cannot happen. Uncontacted Indians live here too, so I'm asking for help from people around the world because the forest gives us life.
O mundo, né? Porque nós vivemos com a floresta.
So I just wanted to ask you then, Can you give us an idea of how important land actually is for Indigenous communities?
Yeah, I think the land is absolutely fundamental to tribal peoples and Indigenous peoples. Their relationship to it is many things. It's like their supermarket, their church. They make their livelihood out of the land. Most tribal peoples are self-sufficient, so they don't need very much, if anything, from national society. What they do need is respect for their rights and for their land. There's also a tremendous spiritual dimension, and that's important as well. When we look at very pressing global issues like climate change and global warming, all the data coming out of areas, particularly Brazil and the Amazon, is that where you have Indigenous peoples who know how to conserve their land, not just because it gives them their livelihood, but because of this spiritual connection, that is where the fight against climate change is going to be so important, because they're maintaining the forest standing, which plays a major role in mitigating the impacts. It's absorbing carbon dioxide, for example. It's about stewarding and caring and nurturing and using the land sustainably because of that spiritual connection, to the animals, to the plants, to the mountains, to the rivers. All of it has a spirit and gives life. DW.